This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, CBD products for pets, creating emergency plans and kits for pets, and an author whose passion is rescuing standard poodles. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, do you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at doggydivashow@aol.com. That's doggydivashow@aol.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dog Diva Show. We're here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, and with our pet tip of the week. And Monica, you know, a lot of people ask me about these products, and I want to make sure that I answer them correctly, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners are wondering about it, too. Can you tell us about some CBD products?
CBD has come onto the market, you know, like gangbusters. It's out there. There's so many companies now. And the problem with it is there's not a lot of research and studies behind each product. So it's very similar to like our glucosamine supplements, things like that, since it's not an analysis done on every single product. It's hard to, in the research behind it, it's hard to say which one's going to work. You know, some work better than others. Is the oil more effective than the treats? And that can change, you know, via which brand you use. So I wanted to let people know about a company that I have had good success with. And the reason that we chose this company was because it did have the research behind its product. So there's a company called Elvet, and it's E-L-L-E, elvetsciences.com is their website. And it's a group of veterinarians that came together to make this company. And they had, what I like about their products is their CBD products were actually their guaranteed analysis on every single lot number they make of it. It's 100% guaranteed. So they back their product to where if you don't see success or your pet won't eat it or there's any kind of problem, they will refund it immediately if it's sold through a veterinarian. The other thing is they reached out to Cornell Institute of Veterinary Medicine, and they actually had double blind studies done on their product. The first study that they just had coming out was on mobility. So arthritis issues, mobility issues, and they also have some in the works. You know, they're testing CBD on anxiety issues, you know, different things out there. And for example, our veterinary assistant, her dog is extremely anxious. He's a bigger dog, and he would come into the office, and he is very, very, very fearful. And she uses the CBD oil on him, and he is a 100% different dog. He comes in, he comes up to you, he wants to be loved, he wants to have attention. He's part of, you know, he's part of the family again, to where before he was standoffish with the other dogs. He would be very fearful. She would have a hard time leaving him alone, things of that nature. Thunderstorms were huge. Any kind of travel, things of that nature. He did really, you know, really well, with the CBD oil. And they, I mean, at this point, they have CBD peanut butter. They've got treats. They've got oils. There's a ton of stuff out there. But this LVET I really, really liked because of that reason, that they do have the studies. They have the information out there. So you can go to their website, which is thelvetsciences.com, and you can review their studies. You can, you know, purchase it through any vet's office. If you have a problem to where the drug, you're not seeing the results you want to see, it's 100% guaranteed. So you get your money back. And they, like I said, they do studies on every single lot. So they guarantee that, you know, with certain things, same as pet food, if they don't do a guaranteed analysis on the product, let's say, you know, they use less hemp in one lot and, you know, more hemp in another because the price goes up from one manufacturing period to another, and they supplement it in with something else, like they're going to put in glucosamine or, you know, whatever, just something else to give you the correct milligrams, but it's not always necessarily the same product. Same thing as pet foods. If it's not a guaranteed pet food, you know, some of the ones you buy over the counter, you know, if rice goes up, they'll substitute it with corn. Or, you know, if meat goes up, they substitute it, you know, with byproducts or something of that nature. So I did like the fact that they guarantee every single lot individually. So it's definitely a product to look at for anybody out there, you know, who is looking to try the CBD products. And again, you know, good with mobility, also neurological issues, seizures, things of that nature. They're starting to do more studies on, you know, that as the efficacy with dogs that are, you know, seizure dogs, anxieties, like I said, arthritic issues, things of that nature. They've all found CBD to be a great product to use with that.
Wow, that's great information. And it's good to know that a company backs their products. So that gives the pet parent like a feeling of relief, because I think that there's so much out there. Sometimes you don't know what to do. So speak to your vet. These are sold through vet's offices, correct?
Yes.
Speak to your vet. And if you want to learn more about it, it's ELLE vetsciences.com. So thanks, Monica.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Coming up, being prepared for what to do in case of a pet's emergency. Stay tuned.
Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here. I just want to tell you about a personalized dog food that I discovered called Puppo. What Puppo does is they take personalized nutritional needs for your pooch and they create a special dog food just for your dog. And we have a special offer so you can try it too. Just go to puppo.com, that's puppo.com/petliferadio, and you will get 14 days of personalized dog food delivered for $9. How great is this?
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent, I understand, having gone through an emergency very recently, the importance of having an emergency plan. And we have with us today Kim Gablin, Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack Foods, who is here to share some helpful advice with us on the benefits of having a plan in case of an emergency. Hey, Kim, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on to talk about this important topic.
It is. Having gone through an emergency very recently, I understand it, and I appreciate your coming here to share some really important things with us.
Yeah, I mean, our pets are our babies, and we really don't want anything bad to happen to them. And so it's important to think about having a pet first aid emergency and kind of what you can do, because by responding quickly and in the right way, it could really make a big difference and help your dog have a positive outcome at the end of the day. And, you know, it's also expensive to go to, you know, to go through kind of something like that. So mm-hmm. anything you can do to kind of minimize the issue and be able to manage it going forward and, you know, kind of know what to do when it happens is going to be really a helpful thing to know.
It's really true, because there's not only the expense, but there's the stress all surrounding it, because you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing, reacting the right way. So what yeah. are a few things that like pet owners can do before an emergency strikes?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important to know what is an emergency. You know, yeah. when should you think about taking your pet to the veterinarian? So, you know, things like getting hit by a car, breaking a bone, having a deep cut or wound, maybe being bitten by another animal or an animal you don't know, maybe, you know, something in the wild, a seizure, difficulty breathing, you know, some of those kinds of things, right? A hard abdomen are things that may, you know, may say, hey, I really need to talk to my veterinarian about this. It's also really important to have your veterinarian's phone number in your phone. So a lot of us probably have our regular veterinarian in our phone, but you and I always talk about having your in case of emergency veterinarian in your phone, right? I always put it under that in case of emergency, that ICE vet, because I never remember the name of our emergency vet because I don't go very often, thankfully. So, you know, when it comes up, you want to be able to have the closest one or two emergency vets in your phone so that you can just pick up that phone and hit the button and be able to get in touch with somebody to talk with them.
You know, and that's so right, Kim, because, you know, when it's going on, when you're in the midst of it, it's there's, you know, you're trying to make sure you're keeping, and most of us probably have multiple pet homes, so you're trying to keep everything calm and trying to react. So to have it right in your phone is so much more convenient than you know, going through, pulling up on your computer, where's the closest, you know, mm-hmm. Vet emergency room. It's always good to have it in your phone so you don't, it like saves you, because you sometimes can't think straight when things like that are going on.
No, of course. And then, you know, those 5 or 10 minutes can be really critical
yes.
to your dog. So it's
absolutely.
Very important to know that. You know, and there's also a great Red Cross pet first aid app that's out there. I believe it's free, and you can go out to, you know, your phone store and look for that Red Cross first aid app, and it has some great steps. It's great to kind of get to know what are some of the things you might do in case of an emergency. And so it's really kind of a good reference point to kind of get a little bit more educated about first aid. And it's important to realize that, you know, first aid is just that. It's just something to help stabilize your pet so that you can get them to the veterinarian and get them care. So there, it's not a replacement for seeing your veterinarian. It's just something to be able to help them kind of get to a good place so that you could get them to the veterinarian and get them the help that they may need.
Well, and that's so true too, because having an emergency kit, because thank goodness I had an emergency kit too, mm-hmm. and I had some things in there that kind of helped as I was transporting her. But what would your recommendation be for things to include in an emergency kit for our pets?
Yeah, so a kit's really important. You know, certainly the first thing you think about, and it's not always the first thing you think about when you're thinking about a kit, is your pet's medical records, especially if they have some sort of a medical condition. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to kind of have those to grab and take with you to the veterinarian, especially if it's not your regular veterinarian. Other things to include in the kit are things like gauze and also non-stick bandages or strips of clean cloth. You know, you can't really use people bandages on dogs. That, you know, their fur, it's just really not the same thing. So you really need to have some nonstick bandages and then have some adhesive tape that you could wrap around those bandages so you don't get that on their fur. Things like tweezers and small scissors can be helpful to be able to cut the tape, and then any tweezers to remove any pieces or something that may, you know, that may have gotten on your dog. Also, something like milk and magnesia and hydrogen peroxide are good to have nearby. It's never good to give those to your pet without talking to your veterinarian first. So just having them handy is what's important. And then also an eyedropper and something that you can use as a muzzle. So things like nylon stockings, you know, or a necktie or a soft cloth, you know, because your dog may be in distress and it may be hurt. And so you don't want it to bite either the area maybe that it's hurt or maybe somebody who's trying to help transport them. And so being able to put a soft muzzle on them, like, you know, like a nylon stocking, is really a good way to kind of help keep them safe while you're transporting them.
That's a great idea. And I don't think that sometimes people think that, because when your dog's in pain, sometimes they don't, you know, a dog that would never nip or a dog that would never you know, you'd never think that they do something like that. When they're in pain, that you're not quite sure how they're going to react.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and you know, they're scared too. You know, you're probably scared and upset, and they're probably also scared and upset. So you want to try to take precautions to make sure that they're not going to hurt themselves or someone who's trying to help them as well. And then last but not least is probably some sort of blanket or towel that you may be able to wrap them with or help transport them with in case it's hard to be able to move them. You know, they may not be able to walk, so you may not be able to use one of those things as kind of like a stretcher to be able to get them to the car, especially if you have a large dog, you might need something a little heavier to be able to do that.
And that's very important too. And sometimes with smaller pets, you have to kind of wrap them up so that they don't hurt themselves. And, you know, with the larger pets, you can too. But I know that with, especially in driving to the emergency, you know, you're usually going very quick. Hopefully you have someone to go with you. But if not, you have to secure your pet in, you know, if it's not a car seat, in like a travel crate or something, but you don't want the pet to injure itself while it's there. So that's very, very important about that blanket. So, you know, as well as keeping our pets safe with these emergency kits, we also have to keep them healthy. And what are some tips in keeping our pets healthy so that, you know, hopefully nothing happens to them, but, you know, there's always a thing out of the blue that can happen to them. But in the long run, it's always good to keep your pets healthy by feeding them a nice nutritious diet.
Yeah, you know, I think the key to that foundation of health is really the food that you're feeding. And so, you know, being able to pick out a high quality food is really important. You know, you're going to want to look for a protein to be the first ingredient, you know, something like chicken, for example. I know at Belljack, you know, we believe that using chicken and using fresh chicken and not chicken meal, for example, that's been, you know, cooked at high temperatures. We're using fresh chicken, like 25 pounds of fresh chicken to make a 30-pound bag of our adult select. That really helps to make a difference in terms of how it tastes and also the nutrition that your dog gets. And then we cook it real slow and gentle to be able to help protect those nutrients and make sure that your dog can get all of the benefit of it that they can from eating a food. So that's a really great way to be able to kind of have a great foundation. And then, you know, being able to use healthy treats that are, you know, made with, again, looking for that protein, you know, first, like chicken or chicken liver. Those are things that dogs really love and can get very motivated by. And it's always fun to have a little bit of variety in treats, right? I mean, we don't want to be bored with the snacks we have, so we want to be able to, you know, give our dogs treats that they're going to get excited about and not get tired of, too.
Well, I always tell you that my best reward / lure is the little Jacks, because I'm telling you that all of mine love it, especially Olive, because it's a great size. But they're good for him too. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to give them something that makes you feel good too, right? That you feel good about and that they get excited about, so that you guys can reward them and help them build special, because we love them so much. We just want them to feel special and healthy as we spend time together.
So, Kim, where can people go to learn more about Belljack, where they can get their Belljack?
Yeah, you can come out and find us on Instagram and Facebook. We're on Twitter and Pinterest. You can also come out to our website at belljack.com. It's BIL-JAC.com. And you can, if you go to our dog blog, you could type in first aid and a lot of the things we've been talking about today. You can find the list of the kit and a little bit more information about things to think about to be proactive in a first aid event. So there's some information out there. And you can also go out there and join our Best Friends Club, which is our monthly email club. And you can get offers for coupons and there's lots of information like first aid information, that kind of thing that we try to do monthly just to kind of help dog owners like ourselves be educated and learn, hopefully in a fun way and not in too boring of a way.
Now, I love my newsletter when it comes. I'm an avid Best Friends Club member, so Olive and I can't wait because we get to read up on all the topics. It's like I say, it's like being in an animal, like a community of people who are all in it for the same reason, and I love it. I love receiving it, so as I'm sure many of our listeners.
Yeah, so that's great. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, and as as always, Kim, I thank you for being on today and talking about something so important. And I think sometimes, unless you're actually in the middle of emergency, sometimes you go, gosh, I wish I had this all prepared. It's always great to be prepared, and it's always great to be aware of, you know, what's going on as the emergency is going down, and to have a kit already put together, and to have your plan put together, and to have all of that information in your phone. Having it just happen to me recently, I know the importance of all this. So I thank you so much, and I thank you for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a great time to check your first aid kit if you already have one, update everything in it, or take the you know, 15, 20 minutes that it takes to put one together on a shopping trip and you know, be able to be prepared. So we're wishing everyone good luck with that so that they can be ready for whatever may arrive.
Thank you very much. We will be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Miss Olive and Sophia the Doggy Diva want to thank you for your amazing response to their special book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. And they want to let you know that Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home is now available in both hardcover and softcover. And that's at Amazon.com. As Miss Olive says, woohoo, yippee! Thank you, everyone. Coming up, meet someone who's created a standard poodle rescue paradise. That's next.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. Designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. We have with us today children's author and a finalist in the Dog Writers Association of America, Carol Shelton, also known as Marla Beagle, who is a true rescue angel, who with her husband have shared their home over the years with 13 poodles, various sizes, and an English setter. And Carol and her husband founded Heartwood Pet Lodge and actively transport, shelter, and find forever families for rescue dogs. And we are so happy and honored to have today with us Carol Shelton, aka Marla Beagle, to the Doggy Diva Show. Hey, Carol, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. So, could you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, let's see. Last week, my birthday, I turned 58 years old. And when I was growing up in Fairfax County, I was born in the city of Alexandria, Virginia, and just outside of the city in Fairfax County, my parents gifted me with a poodle that needed a home back in the 70s. We'd already had a poodle at home, and we had a German Shepherd, and so Pierre was really my start to realizing there were dogs that needed homes, and I wanted to help. So I lived in that same house for 21 years. Dad built it, and my mother still lives there. So, and then I've moved to Fredericksburg about 35 years ago and built a home here in Fredericksburg. And we built it in mind to have a large family of dogs. And we've actually had 15 dogs now. You said 13, but we've added because we were a foster failure last year with two little poodles.
Oh, I can totally relate. So speaking of that, can you tell us about the work you do in animal rescue?
Sure. So after I worked for the federal government for many years. I retired in 2016, and we have a garage that we were not using for our cars. And before that, though, we would help rescues in the area, especially, as example, Above and Beyond English Setter Rescue. They do lots of transports up and down 95, and we wanted to help them. So we would house dogs here a night, and then send them off with someone else the next morning. Well, we realized that sometimes the dogs always didn't need to be with our dogs. Maybe they weren't spay or neutered. They didn't have their shots. Different reasons for not putting your dogs or your family with other dogs, new dogs. So we have a garage that we weren't using. So when I retired, we converted it to Heartwood Pet Lodge, which is a rescue lodge where we took the garage door out. We put French doors. We put a floor. We put heating and air conditioning, radio, refrigerator. We have couches. We have crates. And those were dog stay. And we just said goodbye to Scotty this morning, an English setter who's going to Boonville, New York. And he was our 36th dog since June 16 in the lodge.
Wow. And I got to tell you, looking at the, you know, I saw it on your website. It's beautiful. And the way you have,
it looks
like someplace I'd like to go stay. But I mean, it's beautiful. And I mean, it's, and it says a lot about you because this is something, it's almost like it gets them ready for their forever home or wherever is they're going next in their life. And you actually wrote a couple of books about it. The first one being The Inventions of Hot Cocoa and Saltwater Taffy. Can you, Searching for a Forever Family. Can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Sure. So people had called me and said, could you foster this dog or that dog? And based on the size of the dog and the personality, we could have them in our home because I had not retired yet and we did not have the pet lodge. So a friend emailed me at work and said, would you foster two poodles? Well, sure, I can foster two little miniature poodles. No problem. Didn't even really tell my husband. So I said, well, where do I go next weekend to pick them up? And she said, well, you go to the airport. And I said, the airport? So it was July 3rd, 2015. I emailed all my friends, and quite a few showed up. And one nice family with their standard poodle showed up, and he's in the book as well. And so we took Coco and Taffy home. They started in Texas. A family gave them up, somehow got them to Texas and North Carolina. The person put them with family. Family put them with a shelter, and a gentleman that retired out of Dulles Airport with United Airlines moved to North Carolina and has a small plane. He flew them up here with his next door neighbor who runs a rescue. So Coco and Taffy arrived. Those were their names. They arrived with four other dogs in a little Beechcraft plane, and we took them home. Realized they weren't bonded. They liked each other, but they necessarily didn't love each other, or loved each other, but didn't like each other. And so a friend with Delmarva Poodle Rescue helped us out, and a family wanted another poodle. So Coco went to live with Teddy, and that's in the book, and Coco stayed with us. So the book takes them through the whole journey from hopping on a train from Texas, leaving Texas, coming to North Carolina, and then coming to Virginia, and then Coco and Taffy vow to stay friends forever, like children would want to think that they'll stay with their friends forever. And we just saw Taffy 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's so cute. And I also have to tell you that the books are so beautifully illustrated, and it's, I love it. And of course, at the end of the book, you also have all the real life that were in the story, and they're gorgeous. I mean, what a group of dogs those are. They're so beautiful.
And they're all rescues, and people look at me and say, what? And I say, every breed has a rescue for them, and every breed, it isn't, people think it's a negative thing if they're a rescue. 99% of the time, it's nothing to do with the dog. It's the family. Someone's ill, someone's sick, they're moving, they can't afford the dog, they don't have a proper yard for the dog, and it's never the dog, usually the dogs, it's not their fault. So all those dogs in the back of the book needed help, and we said we can help them.
Well, and God bless you. And also, when I met you when for Marla Wears a Halo.
Yes.
So can you tell us about that's a very special, I mean, the first book was very special. The second book is very special, too.
Yes. Well, we had adopted Anna, a small standard poodle who needed a home. And Anna was with us, and we had a 15-year-old standard poodle, Hallie. Well, Anna got cancer, and we didn't know how many months she had left. And it was more for me, I realized that I wanted to get her a buddy. So we had Delmarva Poodle call and mentioned that they had a dog on a farm where the sheriff and the vet and a boxer rescue were removing boxers from the property, and wanted to know if they could help a standard poodle. And they called us, and we said yes. But there was one thing that we had to be aware of, that she had just had her eye removed and stitches were in the socket area. And I said, that's no problem. We can work with that. So Marla came to live with us, and we adopted her very soon, just a few days after we got her. My husband was adamant to say, please, you know, let's adopt her. And I said, well, we have to pass the test first. So she's a wonderful dog. She's a party poodle, which is two colors, which is a white base color, a little bit more than 50% of a white base color with silver. She's silver white, silver spots. So Marla, since a few years later, had a jaw abscess and lost the sight in her right eye. Her left eye had been already removed from being on the farm. And it's a lovely story, because then we got her a halo, a Muffins halo, where she wears that so she doesn't bump her head. Well, she does bump her head. She's going to bump into things, but she doesn't hurt her head. And we found out that children love the poodles. And so we take Marla and we take the other dogs, or the two other standards, to go to programs where the children read to them. And especially Marla is quite an inspiration, because we've had children that are also blind or hearing impaired, and they sit right down and pet Marla and ask about her. And I donate as many books as I can. I do sell them, but I also donate to children's hospitals and places where children will want to keep the book while they're in the hospital or go home with the book. But yeah, Marla's special. We have already, the YMCA has already called to get her into the summer program with the kids, and the Easter break here, she'll be going to the other branch of the YMCA so the kids can read to her.
Well, and one of the things I just would like to get out there, and you could tell the listeners about it, is this halo. And I've talked about it in past years, about the halo for the dogs that are blind. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about that? And she looks like an angel, by the way, with her halo on.
She does. And she is, really. A lot of people will tell you they were rescued by their dog.
Yeah.
And we had, right before we got Marla, we had lost three dogs within 4 months, a cancer and up in age. And when Marla and Anna came, they were angels for me, especially. The halo, I found out it by kind of chance. I was on a Sunday evening walking past the TV set, and it was either ABC or CBS, one of the main channels, and a lady was talking about halos for blind dogs. And I stopped, and I looked, and then I Googled it. And it's called Muffins Halos. It's Sylvie Bordeaux in California. I think she's in Simi Valley specifically. And she has, it's wonderful because I bought the halo, and I never told Sylvie. I didn't know Sylvie then, but I sent her a book. I thought, you know, this lady would love a book. And so I just sent her a book, and she called me like 2 days later and said she loved the book. But what is so nice about her is she sells the halos, but she also has a foundation where it's called Second Chance for Blind Dogs, or Blind Dog Second Chance. And she donates halos to dogs in shelters so that they're more easily adopted.
How wonderful.
So shelters can call her, contact her, and she will give them halos, so that when a person sees this dog, will say, listen, the dog gets around, it's not this or that. But it is lovely, because Marla in the house doesn't need it as much. But anytime we go out, because we're going through doors or in the car or anything, she just bumps into something. You strap it around her middle part, and she has a one that's gold, and it comes around the front, and she doesn't hit her head at all.
It's amazing what's out there for dogs that have special needs. And this, I wanted, you know, seeing Marla in the book and seeing that on her, and she does look like an angel. I wanted the listeners, for those who may not know about Muffins Halo, so that they understand that there is things out there if their dog is blind. And, you know, the book, Marla Wears a Halo, is a finalist in the 2018 Dog Writers Association of America. And the illustrations are gorgeous. The story is so heartfelt. Can you just tell us a little bit about you and the artist? Because you put together this very beautiful, very heartwarming, inspirational book.
Well, she's a wonderful artist in the Fredericksburg area. She went to University of Mary Washington, she says, many years ago. And I was working after I retired part-time for the YMCA, and I kept thinking, I'm going to do this book, but I have to find an illustrator. And it occurred to me to check with the college, but then I realized, well, a student's going to need this and that, and I may have to get into a contract with a parent or whatnot. So I called the Art Guild in Fredericksburg, and a gentleman directed me to Joan. And when we met, she said, you know, we're going to have to like each other for us to make a really good product. We're going to have to really, so she was really scoping me out, determining whether or not she thought that my ideas and work was really worthwhile to her. And she said, definitely, yes, she loved the ideas. She actually, I did coloring books. Both books have a coloring book that I gave her before, when I gave her the writings or the manuscript, because she said she wanted to know exactly what I was thinking. She wanted it my book. And so I went out and got crayons and big paper and just put the words to paper, and then I drew what I thought, what I was talking about. And so I am going to give her a third book, my third and final, in January, and she'll have it the same. We did the same timeline. She gives me a draft. Then she goes to final with the water. They're all original. Every page is an original watercolor. And then it'll be out in 2021, June 2021.
Can you tell us anything about the upcoming book?
It will be, when I had my German Shepherd and Pierre, my poodle that I mentioned early on, I used to go up to Skyline Drive and camp myself with my poodle and my German Shepherd. So there, the dogs are getting in a poodle camper. They're going up to Skyline Drive. They're camping. And the name of the book is, It's Not Where You've Been, It's Where You're Going.
Aww.
And each dog tells a woodland animal their story, just a brief couple lines of their story. And like Olive the owl tells Marla that, Marla, it's not where you've been, it's where you're going. And Rita tells her story. Rita came from a licensed breeding facility for a pet store. And I flew up, and a lady pulls them out when they don't want these breeder dogs. And I drove Rita home in a rental car. Rita tells her story. And Billy the Bear says, well, Rita, it's not where you've been, it's where you're going. So it's telling the children that you may have had a rough start, and these dogs have had a rough start, but you've got a good future. And then it's 4th of July, so there are fireworks at the end of the book. But of course, the dogs don't sit outside and watch the fireworks, because dogs are scared of fireworks. So they go inside and in the safety of a home to watch fireworks.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that with each purchase of the book, you do pay it forward to Animal Rescue. So I find very, very important.
Yes. I give $10, half of each book. They're $20 on my website. It's heartwoodpetlodge.com, and that's HARTWOOD. Petlodge.com. That's a section in Stafford County where we live.
And also Heartwood. They can go to learn more about the books there too. So
yes.
And one of the things I wanted to talk to all the listeners about, because we can all contribute to this, the voting for the 2019 Hero Dog Awards is now open. Can you tell us about Marla's involvement in this?
Yes. Well, she's been nominated, and there are 7 categories where dogs can be nominated, and she is nominated in the shelter category. It's a shelter and also a rescue, including rescues. And because of her, of course, her sight, her loss of sight, but her ability and being excited to be with children, she's been nominated. And so you can go on to the site and vote for Marla. And I was going to give you that address here, but the title of it, if you Google it, is 2019 Hero Dog Award.
And it's important because, you know, this is somebody that we know. And I have to tell you, I met you, and I also met Joan at the award ceremony. You guys are so passionate about what you do. You walk the walk, you talk the talk. So I really wanted the listeners to know about you, all the work that you do in rescue, and about your beautiful, beautiful books, because I believe it's something that our listeners will appreciate, because we're kind of all about rescue here, and definitely about special needs pets too. So I think that it's pretty wonderful what you guys did. Can you just give out your website one more time, Carol?
Sure. It's heartwoodpetlodge.com, H-A-R-T-W-O-O-D, petlodge.com.
Well, I thank you so much for being our guest. It was wonderful to meet you. It was great to talk to you again. And also, we wish you luck with the 2019 Hero Dog Awards. And listeners, let's all get together and vote for Marla. She is definitely a hero. So again, Carol, I thank you. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.